This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist, over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please do tune in every week on Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Next week, Dr. Passaro is going to interview James Brodsky, M.D. They will have a discussion of functional medicine. I think you'll find it very interesting. And today, we're going to answer some questions on cardiovascular health. Do you know which nutrients can improve heart function, reduce triglycerides, generate what we call body energy or ATP, and what are the benefits of vitamin K, especially with regard to heart disease? A lot of new information for you today, folks, when we discuss with our guest, Marty Wittekin. And Marty is a certified clinical nutritionist and nutrition industry author and activist. So she will be discussing supporting cardiovascular health with key nutrients such as ribose, CoQ10, GPLC, and we'll talk about that, as well as lots of new information on vitamin K. We always like to start with a little bit of information on Village Green, and then we'll go to news you can use. Village Green is local, but you can also go online, so it's accessible anywhere. They have a new program they're offering. It's very exciting. It's called the First Line Therapy. It's a clinically tested program for stopping or delaying the onset and progression of many chronic diseases, such as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and osteoarthritis. Very important. Now, this highly successful program is about 12 weeks, and it's designed to transfer your health by teaching you how to adopt healthy lifestyle behaviors. And they do it through a customized diet plan and individualized nutritional supplements. They also give you exercise and stress management techniques. So it's individualized, and there are dramatic results. If you're interested, all you have to do is contact Village Green at 301-530-0800 or go online at myvillagegreen.com. It's very exciting. Now, let's talk about some of these nutrients that we're going to discuss in more detail. What is CoQ10? A lot of people have heard it, but they may not know what it is. CoQ10 is actually a naturally occurring enzyme in the body, and it's found in every cell in the body. It has other names. Ubiquinone is one, and it comes from the word ubiquitous, which means found everywhere. So it's very appropriate to call CoQ10 ubiquinone. It is extremely important. It plays a key role in the production of our energy inside our mitochondria. The mitochondria is the furnace of the cell. The mitochondria generates energy called ATP. I call it body electricity, ATP. So why is this so important? Without it, we don't exist. This is the core of generating energy for all of the functions that the body does. So how do people use CoQ10 as a supplement? If it's made in the body, why would we need it? Well, our industrialization, our chemical exposures, and what we inherit have altered our ability to produce adequate ATP. We can be inefficient in the production of ATP or inefficient in our coenzyme Q10 functions. So why do people use CoQ10? They use it to prevent heart failure or treat cardiomyopathy, which is damage to the heart muscle, heart attack prevention and recovery, for high blood pressure, diabetes, gum disease, kidney failure, migraine headaches, and to counteract prescription drug effects. It's also used for Parkinson's disease and many other neurological kinds of conditions, and even for weight loss. I call ATP the electricity of the body, and my analogy is if you bring in a bunch of new appliances in your home and some new TVs and new computers, and then you try to run hair dryers and the vacuum cleaner, what happens is you start blowing fuses. You don't bring in a bunch of appliance repair people to look at each one of these individual appliances. Instead, you know that you've got to heavy up your electricity. You have to bring more electricity into the house. That electricity is ATP. And as we age, we tend to get less efficient rather than more efficient, and our demands are even greater. So supporting core energy metabolism has a profound effect on the human body. Now, what about carnitine? What is carnitine? It's a nutrient that helps the body turn fat into energy. Now, that's a real benefit. And that fat is called triglycerides. And where do triglycerides come from? They come from a high carbohydrate, high refined, high sugar glycemic diet. The body tries to get rid of the rapid rise in glucose by converting glucose, that's sugar, to fat called triglycerides. But then we have too many triglycerides. They're too high. So what does the body do? It carries it on the LDL cholesterol. It raises the total cholesterol, and it stores around the middle called belly fat. And then someone sees the high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and you get told to stop eating meat and eggs. Well, the culprit is not saturated fat. The culprit is not in eggs and cholesterol. The culprit is in these refined products, breads, pasta, bagels, pretzels, cold cereals, all of the refined flour grains. So back to carnitine and triglycerides. Carnitine can clear triglycerides by using them to generate energy as part of the generating energy of ATP. So CoQ10 and carnitine are companions and often used together. What kind of conditions benefit from carnitine use? Angina is one of them. It's the best evidence for carnitine's use for heart disease is as an additional to conventional treatment for stable angina. That has been studied very thoroughly, and it's very helpful. Heart attacks. There's some evidence for using carnitine after a heart attack. But we need more research on it, but there's no harm in it. And the beauty of using carnitine is there is no harm. Heart failure, and there are some studies that have suggested carnitine can help reduce symptoms of heart failure and can improve exercise capacity. What we see in some of our young children is low tone. Low muscle tone is classically associated with low carnitine, and we do very specific testing to determine that. So if you have low carnitine and or low CoQ10, muscles will not work well. So you will lack muscle endurance, you'll have poor endurance, and you are likely to have low tone. And this also affects the heart. So from birth to old age, carnitine and CoQ10 are very beneficial. Now, what is ribose? It's a sugar. And some people say, well, why would I take a sugar? So let's talk a little bit about what kind of sugar it is. It occurs naturally in the human body, and it's made from glucose and also occurs in what we call RNA, ribonucleic acid, which carries information in the systems of living organisms. Ribose is a component of ATP, and we just mentioned generating body electricity called ATP. Adenosine triphosphate is the technical name for ATP, and that's the compound that stores and delivers energy to your cells. Now, athletes traditionally use the ribose to improve muscle function, to improve muscle recovery, muscle endurance. It's also been used for chronic fatigue syndrome and for fibromyalgia. It is also used for congestive heart failure, and we keep repeating some of these same conditions and the benefits from both carnitine and CoQ10 and ribose, mainly because they do work together in generating our energy. And every cell depends on the energy. If you're not generating enough energy, your body is going to suffocate. It's going to find that it's not getting enough. You're not meeting the budget. You don't have enough money to pay bills. You don't have enough money in the bank account of nutrients and energy metabolism to do all the work of the body. And so there is suffering, and it can include cardiovascular, muscle function, energy metabolism, cognition, focus, attention, nerve, and muscle function, as we mentioned. Now, just a few little tidbits for you. Another one, I want to go back on CoQ10 and remind anybody who is on a statin medication that coenzyme Q10 is depleted by the statin medications like Zocor and Lipitor. There are many of them. This is in the PDR, the literature on all of the medications. It is well known. It has been well known since the statins have been marketed and been on the market. Now, why do statins turn down CoQ10? They are technically called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. That means they turn down HMG-CoA reductase, the enzyme that makes cholesterol. They also affect the cousin enzyme we've been talking about, CoQ10. And CoQ10 is essential for all muscle function, including the heart muscle. And statins taken at 20 milligrams or more a day will deplete enough CoQ10 to cause death of muscle fibers, including problems with your own heart muscle. So there is a cardiomyopathy that is actually brought on by statins. So that's just our heads up for today. I want to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500. You're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in CogniSure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. CogniSure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please tune in every week and especially next week. On Sundays from 10 to 11, Dr. Passaro will be interviewing James Brodsky in a discussion of functional medicine. Dr. Brodsky always has excellent information. You will enjoy it. And today's guest, I mentioned it in the first segment, but want to introduce her more thoroughly. We're very excited that we have Marty Wittekin. She's a certified clinical nutritionist and nutrition industry author and activist. We're going to discuss supporting cardiovascular health with key nutrients such as ribose, CoQ10, GPLC, and vitamin K2. I also wanted to let you know that Marty's really a leader in the nutrition industry. She has her own show, she has a newsletter, and her latest book is Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And she does host Healthy by Nature, so that is something you may want to tune into as well. And you can get her on her website, which is www.radiomarty.com, and that's MARTIE.com. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Well, good morning. My pleasure.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We've done a little bit of introduction of some of the nutrients that we want to talk about today as far as CoQ10, ribose, and carnitine. I did not cover CoQ10. I mean, I did not cover K2, vitamin K2, because I'm leaving that up to you, Marty. That's your expertise. So let's get started on cardiovascular health and key nutrients.
Well, I love the slogan for your nutrition practice, to treat the bloom, nourish the roots. And the roots in our body are our cells. And I'm sure you talk about this frequently on the show, because we're a collection of cells, and we tend to think only in terms of organs. Like, oh, I have a heart that's kind of like my carburetor or something isn't working right, my fuel pump. But we're really should look down at the cellular level and see what's going on there. And that's why some of these nutrients are so important. If people followed your advice, they would probably never get to the point where they need some of this heavy artillery of nutrition to restore things to where they ought to be. But we live in a toxic world. We live in an undernourished world because the food is just, it isn't as good as it used to be coming out of the ground, and then we do awful things to it and don't eat right. One of the things we don't get enough of is vitamin K. And it's, I think, a mystery to a lot of people. They really don't know there is vitamin K, let alone that there are different kinds of vitamin K or how critical the roles are.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, and you're right. Most people do not know about vitamin K. I think outside of infants getting the injection at birth, parents may not ever talk about it again. So let's talk about where vitamin K is found, what its functions are, and some of the new information that's out there.
Well, There are two kinds, and so sometimes we gloss over these differences, and people will just say, oh, well, vitamin K, we get vitamin K from spinach, and we get it from alfalfa and leafy greens and cauliflower and kelp, but that is vitamin K1, and while it has some benefits, it's not very well absorbed, it doesn't stay in the body very long, and it doesn't do a lot of the things that vitamin K2 does. It turns out, only comes from animal sources, unless it's specially produced in fermentation. But the animal sources, the meats and the egg yolks and that kind of thing, we've been told not to eat them. I think it's part of the bad advice that we take to heart and at our peril. But the other form of it, the other source of it, comes from something called natto, which is very widely used in Japan. It has some benefits of its own, maybe we can get to. But it takes soybeans, and they put this particular kind of bacteria on it, and it ferments it into this thing called natto. And, oh, my goodness, is it awful. I don't know how. Theoretically, the Japanese eat 4.2 pounds of it a year. When I was in Japan, I loved all of the food until I got to the natto, and it just smells awful and doesn't taste good either. But it does produce this vitamin K2.
Well, you're not really encouraging people to use it, and I agree with you. It is strong tasting and hard to take. Can it be disguised, Marty, and included in the diet?
It would take a lot of ketchup. I don't know. I think there are other ways to get the natto. You can get it as a supplement. The Natto Max by Jarro is a good source. I just know how funny people are about how things taste, and we've so programmed them to go to these sweet, salty, mild-tasting foods with maybe just a little punch of cayenne or something in it. It just would not go over well with most people. And I guess if you grow up with it in Japan, you can become accustomed to it. But it smells rather like something that has died and rotted. So we want the good stuff out of it. Ordinarily, I tell people to try to do the food source. This is one case where I have to say, I don't think so. Because you can get the particular kind of vitamin K, even within K2, there are different kinds. And the one that has the most activity is called MK7. So you can buy the concentrated, most active form of vitamin K2 and just be done with it, and it's just called MK7. The things that it does, if I had to sum it up just in one sentence as a starting point, that if your listeners today only got one thing, it would be that vitamin K, in essence, keeps the calcium from building up in the arteries, in the veins, and in the brain, and in the cells, places where it doesn't belong, and puts it where it does belong, in bone. That's a pretty powerful thing, if that's all that it did.
Very powerful.
Yeah. That would be a whole lot. There was, as we all know, that when arteries get calcified and we get hardening of the arteries, that's not a good thing. The blood pressure goes up, our risk for stroke goes up, and if it gets closed off or pieces of it break off, it can clog up and you have a heart attack. It's just a whole lot of not good things happen when calcium builds up in the arteries. And there are a lot of theories about why, what annoys the inside of the arteries that causes the cholesterol to patch there and accumulate calcium. But I ran across some research I thought was just fascinating, that in some of that calcium that's in the arteries, they find bone stem cells. So
fascinating.
The body's actually trying to build bone inside the arteries because it's confused about where it's supposed to go. That's one of the roles of the vitamin K2, particularly the MK7, is it helps the I mean, technically it's carboxylating a protein called osteocalcin, but the translation is that's the kind of messenger that tells the bone, here, take in this calcium, let's get it out of the arteries.
You know, this is very new information, and you made an excellent point. Many patients with cardiovascular problems are told to stay away from meat products and eggs, the very foods that can stabilize blood sugar and are shown to keep lipids stable as well. A new study documents this, comparing the wide variety of diets. And basically the culprit is not fat. That's what you and I both know, Marty. It's the sugar. It's the refined products that we talk about.
Amen. Oh, I've waited so long for that to come out.
Yes. And, you know, the evidence has been there, but somehow when you give a misperception or an untruth and it's said long enough and loud enough, it becomes the truth. And now the real truth is finally coming out.
Well, I've been saying that for so many years, and no sooner would I say that than there would be something on the front page about saturated fat, and it was hard to maintain your believability in the face of that. But what I use as a touchstone is to always go back with what was the original plan before we started eating for economic factors and for convenience of what was around. What did people eat who were healthy? And they ate a whole variety of things, and it included fats. And you and I know there's so many important roles for fat. To imply that you should cut it out is just crazy. And egg yolks, they got a bad reputation. There's still recommendations for getting the egg white omelets and so on. But egg yolks not only contain vitamin K2, but lecithin and vitamin A, and there's just a lot of nutrition in there, and we just can't be cavalier about cutting out whole segments of the diet.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, and the next segment will go into more detail. The egg is now considered the most nutrient dense naturally occurring food there is. It's an
excellent.
Well,
there's everything you need to build a chicken in there.
That's right. And we can build healthy humans with it. So we've been talking, listeners, with Marty Wittekin, and we've been talking about cardiovascular health and key nutrients. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're here on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with more discussion after this brief break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Do tune in every week on Sundays from 10 to 11. And next week, Dr. Passaro will interview James Brodsky in a discussion of functional medicine. Always an interesting topic. Today we've been talking with Marty Whittakin. She is a certified clinical nutritionist and nutrition industry author and activist. We've been talking about vitamin K2, which we will get back to. But Marty, I would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about your activities as an advocate and activist.
Well, it kind of all started when I had a health food store. And it just happened to be at the time when our Food and Drug Administration, in its infinite wisdom, was going after all kinds of nutritional supplements like the CoQ10 that you mentioned earlier, wanting to take them off of the shelves because they so love the pharmaceutical approach that anything that pretends to make people healthy to prevent or treat disease has to be illegal. That's kind of the mindset that they start with. And so I got more and more involved in the trade association that represents the health food stores, as well as the manufacturers and distributors and everybody in the industry, really. And it kind of all came to a head. We had to get legislation passed called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act to rein the FDA in. At the same time, it gave them more powers to take, if there really were dangerous substances, to take those off the market, but they were misusing the law and kind of willy-nilly running around taking off anything that suited them. And so I ended up being in Washington every other week for a year and testifying at a number of congressional hearings and doing a lot of lobbying and helping to write the legislation. And I can just tell you, when I watch the news now, I have a different view, because I know what happens in Congress and how 20-year-olds often are running things because they're handling the day-to-day business because the boss is out raising funds. And it's a pretty messy business, and I came away with a great appreciation for a few people who really are very principled and do a great job. And then there are others where I came away and say, man, if somebody wasn't behind putting them in there, they wouldn't have the sense to run for office. It's kind of disheartening in a way. But
I experienced the same on the local level in Maryland. A lot of discouraging experiences lobbying through a health agenda that we were successful. In a minor way, but an important way, it was decades ago. It's an eye-opener, isn't it, Marty?
Well, it is, and I noticed in reading your bio that you had that kind of experience, and it gives you a sensitivity to how important it is for the public to speak up, because if there's one thing that legislators are more afraid of than offending somebody like the trial lawyers or the the state medical associations, it's getting a whole bunch of voters ticked off. And so if you let them know, you don't have to have a real eloquent knowledge of all the facts. You just have to say, look, I want my supplements. They help me. I'd like to know more about them. Leave them the heck alone.
Well, I totally agree. The issue is, where's the body count? I always remind people that the death from the medical, from hospital errors and medications, medications are $150,000 a year. There's about another $200,000 in hospital errors. So we get up to close to $300,000-$350,000 a year. And that does not include medical mistakes in the private sector. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, if it was well accounted for, the medical profession, the errors, would be the number one cause of death in the United States. Right now, they're considered the number three cause of death. So how risky are supplements?
Yeah.
The risk is 0.0001%. There are zero to two deaths a year. And the two deaths are usually when a toddler gets mom's iron pills, swallows
exactly.
many of them before getting treatment. Yes, that's very dangerous. But let's get back to K2. I'm so glad you...
Oh, just yet. I have to
sure.
on that for a minute. That is exactly when we were trying to get this bill passed. There were two things. They were talking safety, and you can't make these claims. And so I made up this poster, and I put on there, and this was before your listeners could Google death by medicine and read a great article that covers a lot of those things that you're talking about, and it adds up to being like the number of people killed every day if we had half a dozen 727s crashing. You know, I think if that were happening, we'd probably get some more attention to it. But on this poster, then I put all of the causes of death, taking aside the accidental poisonings, which could happen, you know, if they drank or shampoo.
Yes.
I put all of those things, and then charcoal briquettes kill 34 a year. Toothpicks kill one a year. Herbs, vitamins taken as indicated on the package, zero. And so it's totally
yep.
insane. So, yes, back to vitamin K.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, it changed the, I guess it was my naivete of like, wait a minute, this is stupid. It actually did change the debate. So then they stopped talking about safety and just started talking about claims. How can you claim to be as good as a drug? Never mind that you are. The vitamin K2, one of the reasons we don't have enough is we interfere with it with things like mineral oil. I'm guessing that these fat substitutes that cause anal leakage and some of these approaches to dieting that block fat absorption, those are probably culprits also. Antibiotics, and I haven't found the research on it, but I'm sure one of the reasons for that is that our friendly bacteria make some vitamin K, so if you kill them off with antibiotics, that's going to hurt. And sulfa drugs, that kind of thing. But also because we just don't eat the things that even make K1, let alone enough of those that make K2. But it's very safe.
I'm glad you mentioned the importance of the gut in making vitamin K. There are other nutrients, as you well know, including biotin. And in Western cultures, we have 25% of the gut flora we're supposed to have. So we're in trouble. Right from the start, and we don't consume these naturally homemade fermented foods.
And when you think, sometimes I think people are less concerned about, they'll nod their head, you know, like, yes, I don't want hurting the arteries, and yes, I want to keep my heart in good shape. But when they realize that it also might have benefits for their skin, keeping the flexibility and elasticity of their skin and their eyes and things that they can actually notice, varicose veins, prevention of that, maybe that's a little bit more motivating to them. But really interesting studies as far as survival from liver cancer and protection from the more advanced forms of prostate cancer, other cancers, brain, insulin resistance. So when you get down to really fundamental cellular function like this and keeping the right things going through the circulation and minerals in the bones where they belong and not clogging up other places, it just miraculous things happen.
Yes, I think it's important to reiterate what you said earlier, that when we are deficient in K, especially K2, we get more calcification in what we call ectopic calcification, where it doesn't belong in the vessels, the brain, the joint, the tissues, the soft tissues. And that calcification of the arteries is really important because in the medical profession, pretty much says we don't know really what causes this.
Yes, and they darn well don't want us to find some magic combination of nutrients that's going to solve the problem, because the whole system is committed to doing it through chemistry, through synthetics, and that they can control and patent. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's just a fact of life that medicine is controlled by the smartest industry in the country, and they have gotten every single area that has any influence over their life, be it the media or the legislator or the state regulators or the Doctors Trade Association, the AMA. They control it and protect it from this kind of information. So it's got to come from the grassroots. People have to just say, wait a minute, I'm not going to wait until they prove that vitamin K helps with protection of cancer, because it controls the natural self-destruction and or Alzheimer's or whatever. I'm going to do all these things that are safe and have broad-based benefits, and let them sort out the proof later. Because I could tell you one substance had 1,400 studies, 17 of them were double-blind crossover, and they still could not get a health claim out of the FDA for phosphatidylserine that didn't have a whole bunch of ifs, ands, and buts attached to it. So waiting for proof, probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a frustrating climate right now, Marty, and I want to remind our listeners that they're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're talking with Marty Wittekin. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, locally at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please remember to tune in every week, including next week, from 10 to 11 Sunday mornings. Dr. Pissarro will interview James Brodsky, and they'll discuss functional medicine. And today we've been talking with Marty Whittakin, who's a certified clinical nutritionist and nutrition industry author and activist. We've talked about K2. We've also mentioned coenzyme Q10 and carnitine and ribose. So we'll go on to some of the other subjects as well. She has some good tidbits and good advice for you. Welcome back to the show, Marty.
Oh, well, thank you. And I should update that bio. Actually, I have a newer book. It's a smaller one on aloe vera. I'm just a big fan of the all things natural and miracles that God put into the substances around us that we can benefit from.
Excellent. So it's called aloe vera. What's the name?
That's it, aloe vera.
Easy. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, compared to the other one, natural alternatives for Nexium and et cetera. When they're reprinting, I'm going to make them change that. It's just, it's a great title for a newsstand because people will say, oh, yeah, I take Prilosec, but it's horrible for radio.
Well, that's an interesting tidbit. I do want to remind people that they can get in touch with you at RadioMarty.com, and it's M-A-R-T-I-E, RadioMarty.com.
They can sign up there for a free weekly newsletter. I go through the research and the news and kind of give the other side of it. And it's a one-page thing. I design it to be read in 5 minutes. So, and it's free.
Excellent. Thank you. That's a deal today. People are always looking for a deal. So let's talk a little bit about CoQ10, carnitine, and ribose and their contribution to heart health.
Well, you know, probably should say something nice about natto before we go on to those, because I did make it sound like an awful thing, but in a capsule it's just fine. And there's certainly for those that in those areas where they eat natto, they have not only better arteries but better bones. And one of the things that's in it besides vitamin K2 is there's an enzyme that really helps digestion of the fibrin, the little fibers that cause clots. So anybody who's having trouble with clotting ought to look into the Natto Max is the one that Jarrow makes. Some of the other tidbits on ribose, when I said we don't pay any attention to our cells, we pay even less attention to what's inside the cells. And the mitochondria are the little energy furnaces of the cell. They're important because they just make them go. And if you wonder why the heart is dark, it's not just that there's blood in there. It's the fact that there's a whole lot of mitochondria. It's very dense with these little energy furnaces. There are thousands in a cell. And getting the energy inside those involves a chain reaction, and ATP is the kind of the main currency of energy. So things that help that along help the heart work better. Now, you had mentioned earlier the GPLC, the carnitine. I'm a big fan of carnitine, and I take it. I took some this morning before I took my walk because it helps take fat out of the cell, out of the circulation, and into the mitochondria of the cell, because that's the preferred fuel for heart cells is fat. But you got to get it out of the blood in the mitochondria, and that's what the carnitine does. And it helps with muscle recovery, and also this particular form, it lowers the rusting or oxidation of the cholesterol and the blood fats that are believed to be a big part of the problem. So we take it in there, and then one of the things that really helps the mitochondria participate in that creation of the ATP is here in Texas we call it ribose, but I guess it's ribose in the Northeast. In any case, it's ribose. It's a 5-carbon sugar, but we can't get it from food. And if your body isn't producing enough, if you've got particularly shown to be beneficial with heart failure patients, and that's a very scary business. Recovery from that, really not even as good as many cancers. And so you really got to do things to perk up the heart. And I don't know what you use with your clients, but I would reach first for CoQ10 in the ubiquinol really absorbable form and ribose, because that really helps energize the heart cells. So if there's part of it that isn't working very well, it can get perked up and do what it's supposed to.
And the combination, Jero actually makes a combination of the CoQ10 and ribose.
I didn't know that.
Which is nice to have.
That would simplify things. Now, the ribose that I have is a chewable wafer, so
yes.
I don't have any compliance problems with myself. It's there, and I know it tastes good. But.
And it's easy to get children to use it as well. It's so helpful, as we talked about earlier, it's so helpful for muscle function. So it's beneficial to children and adults, doesn't matter what age, it's going to help generate good muscle energy.
You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I have plenty of energy. In fact, I don't sleep well. Well, you have to have a certain level of cellular energy to sleep well, because that whole mechanism requires ATP also.
Yes, yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes parents will say, we don't want more energy. They're already too energetic. They're bouncing off the walls. Well, that's like blowing fuses. That's not good energy.
Yeah, no, that's like, hey, Mom, get me some magnesium.
An important nutrient.
Yes, I could talk all hour about magnesium. They call me the magnesium queen, because it's dirt cheap and it would save so many lives.
And I'm right there with you on that one. That magnesium affects 3/4 of the enzymes in the body and is particularly important in what you were speaking about before, ATP, where ATP is needed, magnesium, and then B6. So there's this synergism of nutrients that are needed. Some on the show, we do tend to talk about a singular nutrient, discuss its benefits, but like fingers on the hand, the nutrients do work together.
I liken it to a softball team. You wouldn't just say, look, I have got this really terrific catcher, so that's all we're going with today. We're just going to have a catcher. Never mind a pitcher or a first baseman or a shortstop or anybody in the outfield. We're just going with this great catcher. And it's like I'm quite sure that you never have a counseling client come in and you say, yeah, just keep on eating the French fries and the hot dogs and washing it down with soda, but here, take this CoQ10 and everything's going to be fine.
I use a very similar analogy. We're all right on target together, Marty. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to have you on my show, and we can get in all kinds of trouble.
Do you have some more tidbits for our listeners?
Well, the CoQ10 is like a spark plug that kind of ignites the system also. And it's important for gums. The thing with some of these nutrients is if they haven't tested it for every single part of the body and every single condition, you could kind of assume it doesn't have an effect, but they may just not have asked the question yet. And those that are having gum problems, we as adults, we lose a lot more of us lose teeth from gum problems than we ever do from decay. We kind of get over that part. And so I think we should pay a lot more. And I know you've got some dental experience in your background, and you know that the dental health is important for the heart, too. We're on a heart thing today. But if you've got bacteria in your gums that are putting out because of you've got a whole flabbiness going on there and you've got bacteria there, they put out evil toxins and bacteria that are hard on the heart.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Yes, I'm a dental hygienist as my first profession, and dentistry and dental hygiene knew this for many, many years, and it's good to see that it's now public knowledge. Well, Marty, we'll have to have you back on the show because you have a lot of information to give us, and I do appreciate you being with us.
Well, it was my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to getting your book and giving us some publicity, because we've got to get kids off of these toxic medicines and solve the real problems underneath.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And again, listeners, it's RadioMarty.com for information about Marty and information you can get from her newsletter. I wanted to give a few green tips before we depart from Village Green. Some simple ones: ride a bike, walk, jog, or run. Use your energy to get someplace instead of the car. And at holidays and birthdays, give family and friends the gift of saving the earth. You can donate to their favorite environmental group or yours. And get off junk mail lists. This is a real effort. I've been doing this, and it is hard to stop some of those subscriptions that you never asked for. Go paperless at work. Distribute company information online. Eliminate junk mail at work. For no fee, you can go to Ecological Mail Coalition, and they will eliminate the junk that former employees receive at work. And buy products that use recyclable materials whenever possible. If you use plastic grocery bags, then recycle them for cleaning up your dog or cleaning up after your dog or for trash can liners. And bring your own bags to the grocery store. And if given a choice between plastic or paper, opt for paper. Now, thank you, folks, for being with us. I want to remind you to join us every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 for the Essentials of Healthy Living, and it's brought to you by Village Green. We're here on 1500 AM. I also want to thank Marty Wittekin for being on the show again, and reminding you to access the show or any of the shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
That a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.